Hello and welcome to our eighth call of the Power of the Spoken Word Masterclass. So today's chapter is Fearlessness. But first, our admin info. As usual, I do want to remind you to please use your Theme of Life Manifesting Playbook journal pages, the daily journal pages. They will support you to know where you're using your power and where you aren't. And as you're writing in the daily journal pages, answers will come to you. So they're pretty magical. So I just really want to support you to use those. And also, I just want to remind you that all the recordings of our calls, the chapters of the Power of the Spoken Word book, and the meditations. We're going to do a different meditation today. We're going to do two of them today. So all of those will be on the Masterclass Central webpage. So please download all the audios to your devices so you will have those. Okay, so we'll just begin with a prayer. Father, Mother, God, creator of all that is, we are so grateful to come together as one with singular intention to reconnect with that beautiful essence of love and light that we are. We ask that the way be opened for us to release what no longer serves us, to heal the wounds and pain of trauma from our past, and overcome the obstacles of our present. We ask that the way be opened for us to expand our awareness to sync with the higher consciousness of the divinity within. And we ask for greater understanding to manage our internal energy and to raise it to the highest vibration of love possible, making the manifestation of the dreams of our heart inevitable. Please surround us with your diamond steel force field shield of protection that deflects negativity. And with each deep breath, please fill us with strength, stamina, and love energy that heals in all directions of time. In deepest gratitude, amen. Okay, so today we're diving deep into the eighth chapter, Fearlessness. Fearlessness. What an image that is. You know, in the first paragraph, Florence states, fear is man's only enemy. Your enemies are your doubts and fears, your criticisms and your resentments. Every negative thought is an enemy. Fear is an invisible force. We can't see fear. We can't reach out and touch it. But we can feel it in our bodies. Fear is a thought that becomes a belief, and beliefs can be changed. When you stand back and observe your life, the hills and valleys of despair, pain, and suffering, how and why you experience the suffering becomes clearer because we can see it. And when you look deeper at your thought patterns, your beliefs, your words, and your behavior during those times of suffering, it's easy to see where fear was calling the shots in your life. We can clearly see where fear feelings created through you more experiences of fear. Fear energy was in control. So let's take a look at fear being in control. For example, let's look at two people who are getting on an airplane. One loves to fly and is excited. And the other is terrified of flying. And this person is shaking in his shoes. The only one who's experiencing or the one who's experiencing terror at the thought of flying, this person is so afraid, he can't step out of the fear enough to overcome it. He's locked into the fear. It's taken over his body. This is stress in action, resulting in fight or flight survival mode. And while in this state, all the body's resources are being used to deal with the perceived threat. So there's no brain power left to create coherent thought. So the poor guy can't figure out how to get out of the fear. So when you look back at your life as the observer, you can see where this was your state. When you were immersed in fear of some kind, whether it was despair, lack, resentment, anxiety, anger, or some other form of fear. From that fear state, there was very little, if any, coherent thinking. You were just doing what you needed to do to get through the day. Oh, man, I think back at the times that those were my days. I was just getting through the day somehow. Those days weren't fun. And those days happen, especially when you're working or you're raising children, because jobs don't wait for us to get a grip on fear energy. And children definitely don't wait. And as a result, we get caught in what seems to be an endless cycle of autopilot. Working, taking care of the family, cooking and cleaning, and sometimes sleeping. But usually only when your body is just absolutely exhausted. It's a vicious cycle of survival mode that you're so entrenched in that you don't even know it. Florence tells us this fear, all fear, isn't ours, but God's. She tells us there's no need to fight the battle with the enemy of fear. Fear is not our natural state. Our natural state is the oneness, the wholeness with the God part within, the divinity. Florence talks of statements of truth. These statements of truth were so much more than statements. They were conscious states of being. These statements transform the vibration of the student from fear to love, banishing the vibration of fear from their body. Because remember, we can't vibrate in fear energy and love energy at the same time. We're in one or the other. Never both, ever. And this state of love that she would speak the word for, that she would hold the safe space for, and the student would shift into, this state of love is so much more than how much you love the color blue. This state of love is, it's your higher state of consciousness. The oneness with the God part within, where you are fearless and you are safe. The human body gets wounded, it gets sick, and the human body dies. While the spirit, our spiritual essence, is always safe. Our spiritual essence is eternal. Our spiritual essence never dies. Now, when we connect with that essence, the love vibration of higher consciousness that we are, there is no fear for the human body. There is no fear of anything. And it's here, in this state of the love vibration, that Jesus lived. It's here in this state of love consciousness that the human body heals itself. The human body is, after all, the greatest pharmacy on the planet. It's here in this state of love consciousness that we don't want from lack or fear, but instead from this state of love consciousness, we gratefully cultivate thoughts of prosperity, and those thoughts miraculously manifest as the reality of our human existence. Manifestation becomes an ebb and flow of energy through conscious thought being broadcast out to your field of potentiality through that love vibration. It's when we give this love of the greater consciousness our full attention without distraction that our body follows us there. Chemicals of love are released in our brain and flood our body. Tension is released. Pain of the past is flushed from our system. And the light of love takes its place, and our body heals. And it takes more than 15 minutes, or an hour, or 2 hours for this to happen. It takes change in your lifestyle. It takes determination and focus to become a new you. But not only is it possible, it's remarkably rewarding. Can you imagine life without stress? As Florence tells us, becoming a new you would mean to stand still, holding the space of poise, of peace, of calmness in the face of chaos of this physical world, and let infinite intelligence run the situation. And out of the battle come the spoils of war. When we break this down, it means that when you step into the power of love and hold that safe space of love, you naturally release the need to control people and situations, and the way is open for the manifestation of a higher outcome, and that higher outcome being the spoils of war with fear. That war with fear becomes a higher outcome. And again, this is the ebb and flow of infinite possibility through that vibration of love that is your essence being broadcast out to your field of potentiality and returning to you love-based experiences and material things. The power is in releasing the need to control. And with that release is the control. With that release, you hold the power to improve your life, to heal the soils of Mother Earth, to open the way for healing of humanity. And standing still doesn't necessarily mean you have nothing to do but hold the energy, but sometimes that's exactly what it means. Other times, you'll be guided to action steps that you're to take. But the underlying action step is always to hold the energy of love. And love is the most powerful magnetic force in the universe. And it heals. Florence tells us that it is heaven to be unafraid and to live fully in the now. This is what heaven on earth is, to be fearless, to live your life fearlessly from the vibration of love of the greater consciousness, the vibration of the love that is your essence, the state of oneness and wholeness, the state of completeness in sync with the vibration of the divinity within, to be one. Florence tells us that in our watchtower of high consciousness, we stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. It's here in this state of oneness that we stand in our truth, that we stand in our essence of love and light, and we create through us a higher outcome of our lives. A higher outcome of not only our individual life, but we cast out from us waves of love energy, and that opens the way for others to feel that love energy and to latch on to it and to become that love energy with us. Again, healing the soils of Mother Earth beneath our feet, as well as raising the consciousness of the planet. And this is happening. It's happening now. People are feeling the love and they're questioning the darkness. They're questioning the programming of fear. While at the same time, this beautiful light is illuminating the darkness in people's lives, and the fear they've been suppressing is right there in their face. And they're freaking out. Chaos is everywhere. But out of the chaos, through the illumination of the light of the love vibration, we can see. Finally, we can see. And with that vibration of love comes a sense of peace, of calmness. And not only do we see through the darkness, we have control over our emotions. Control is within the love vibration. Standing there immersed in peaceful calmness, in deepest gratitude, we have the ability to focus that love vibration of energy. We can create a reality based in love of the highest order. And through the vibration of love, life as we have known it changes. Everything changes. Florence tells us of the teaching, eat the speckled apples first. And that being thought of as the height of wisdom. What a joke. That's part of the programming of fear. Fear holds tremendous power over us. When we're in survival mode, we can't even think through the fear. There just isn't any energy left because our brain is sending all its resources to our extremities to move quickly to avoid death. This is how the brain's wired to work with the human body to survive. But we're not being threatened physically. We're being threatened energetically. And that threat is from within us. We're subconsciously choosing to accept stress as an okay state of being. We tense our shoulders and our body, and we grit our teeth, and we swallow our voice, and we say nothing. We stay in jobs we hate because we don't think we can get anything better. We stay in relationships that are toxic because we feel trapped. We continue to see ourselves as less than, stuck in some form of survival mode, and no clear line of demarcation that we're safe because we don't feel safe. And it's not that we don't feel safe from physical harm, but from the emotional abuse or mental abuse. That's where we don't feel safe. And thank God, gone are the days when mental and emotional abuse weren't recognized. Today's world sees this abuse as real, and it is. And no more seeing yourself as less than. You're not ever less than. No more seeing yourself as unworthy, undeserving, or not good enough. All of that is fear programming, and it's a lie. You are a spiritual being of love and light, divinely created in the likeness of God. The vibration of the love of the divinity is your essence. And with this firm understanding, embracing the love that is our essence, it's easier to face the fear that holds us back from experiencing the life that we came here to live. We came here to experience the dualities of this planet, the good, the bad, and the ugly, and to overcome all the fear and to rest peacefully within our human body in the vibration of love, fully reconnected with the love that is our essence, the oneness, the wholeness and of sinking with the greater consciousness, sinking our subconscious and consciousness with the superconscious higher self as one with the divinity within. And therein lies the magic.
the magic of living our version of heaven on earth right here in our human body, fearless, as one with the God part within. This is where Jesus lived, fearless, as one with the love that was his essence. And from this state of safe state of being, from the invisible supply of his field of potentiality, he fed the multitudes with the loaves and fishes. He raised the dead. He took money from the fish's mouths. He changed water to wine. He believed he could, so he did. Now, I'm not saying you'll be able to raise the dead, but when your body acclimates to the higher vibration of the frequency of love, chemicals in the body change and the body heals itself. Miracles happen. And Jesus didn't go anywhere to make things happen. He vibrated at the frequency of the greater consciousness, and when he needed what he needed, everything came to him. Things and people came to him. He attracted things to him on the physical plane from the plane of the invisible. He believed he could, so he did. To exist in this state of being, being fearless, that means no worrying, no falling into the pit of stress, no leaning into aggravation, anger, or despair. There is no lack, no worry in the vibration of love. It's creating a new lifestyle of consciously choosing to be the love vibration and staying there. Improving your life and maintaining it takes consciously choosing your state of being every day, sometimes moment by moment. It becomes the way you live, consciously choosing love over fear. And the daily journal pages in the Game of Life Manifesting Playbook will support you to do this, making the conscious choice every day. So today we're going to experience two meditations. The one we've used throughout this program, the Shift to Love Meditation. And then we're going to infuse our lives with love through the Healing Circle of Love meditation. And during that Healing Circle of Love, that meditation, when I guide you to put a situation or an event into the center of our circle, I want you to put your life there. And when you listen to this by yourself, put your life there, but you can also use this every day and put your day there. And then when I guide you to put people into the center of our circle, put anyone you interact with that you have less than loving feelings about. Maybe somebody that's difficult, or could even be people from the past. But if what's going on still bothering you today, infuse it with love. Release yourself from the pain of the past. And we will be quieting our minds at the beginning of both meditations, because in between the two, I'm going to be talking. So please do just listen to each portion of that quieting our mind section in the beginning, so that you can release the anxiety of today, release the stresses, and move into that state of love to sync with your superconscious higher self more easily. Okay, so We're going to begin with the shift to love meditation. So let me just make sure that's the one it's going to play. And from the beginning. So get comfortable with your feet flat on the floor, your hands gently in your lap, and close your eyes. And focus your attention on your heart. And now shift your focus to gratitude of the blessings in your life. And now ask yourself these questions. Who am I? What do I want? What's my purpose? What makes me happy? Now simply allow yourself to be aware of your physical body, your hands in your lap, and your feet on the floor. And now focus again on your heart and allow yourself to hear the beating of your heart as a sound or feel it as a sensation. And now with a deep breath, we come together as one with singular intention to shift our vibration to the highest vibration of love, as one with the divinity within. And with a deep breath, we begin by consciously choosing to be the love vibration. And with another deep breath, we embrace gratitude for the opportunity to be the love vibration. And now repeat after me. I accept that I am a divine being of love and light. As one with the divinity within. Repeat after me. I accept what my life is in this moment. I accept that I have the power within me to create a higher outcome and improve my life. I commit to using my power from this state of love. and repeat after me. I consciously choose to understand adversity and see it as feedback to achieve a higher outcome. And repeat after me. I pray from a state of gratitude, having already received. I trust that I am loved and the divinity always has my back. I love my body and who I am. It's one with the divinity within. This love. Repeat after me. I embrace this love within me and set a firm intention to live my life from the vibration of love. Let me now express the divine idea in my mind, body, and affairs. And we ground into this love energy and bring it back with us. And just allow yourself to feel roots coming down from your feet into Mother Earth, traveling down through her soils, water, the rocks, the clay, all the way down to her center, to wrap around a black tourmaline sphere, anchoring you in that beautiful love energy at the center of Mother Earth. And with a deep breath, just pull that love healing energy back up through the roots, back up through the soils, up to your feet, up through your legs, to your heart. And just embrace that love energy. And when you're ready, open your eyes. Okay, so now we're going to experience the healing circle of love meditation. And, you know, we're going to build our circle. Well, of course, we'll quiet our minds first, and then we'll build our circle with the angels. And when I ask you to put a situation or event in your life into the center of the circle, instead just put your life, your whole life, into the center of the circle, where we infuse it with love. And then when it comes to putting people into the center of the circle, just place in that center anyone that you're just not feeling that love for. Maybe you just don't like them or whatever. So, you know, anybody that's less than love, especially someone that you're going to be coming into contact with. So just put that person or those people into the center of the circle. Okay, so now we'll just get that recording started. So just get comfortable with your feet on the floor and your hands gently in your lap. Close your eyes and focus your attention on your heart. And now with another deep breath, shift your focus to gratitude of the blessings in your life. And now ask yourself these questions. Who am I? What do I want? What's my purpose? What makes me happy? Now simply allow yourself to be aware of your physical body, your hands in your lap, and your feet on the floor. And now focus again on your heart and allow yourself to hear the beating of your heart as a sound or feel it as a sensation. And with another deep breath, we ask our angels to join us to create our healing circle of love. Just breathe in the love. Take the hand of your angels as we create this beautiful, safe, sacred healing circle. And we come together as one with the set intention to create a higher outcome in all directions of time. And now place in the center of the circle the upcoming event or situation. Now the angels and I join you to infuse this event or situation with love, sincerely from our hearts. And now place into the center of the circle the person or all the people involved. And the angels and I join you to infuse this person or people with love, sincerely from our hearts. Now an aspect of you walks into the center of our circle. And the angels and I infuse you with love of the highest order, holding you safe, shielding you from all negativity, raising your vibration to that of infinite love. Love of the divinity. You are one, divinely guided, divinely protected. In deepest gratitude, we are grateful. Now we ground into this love energy, anchoring this intention to create the highest outcome in all directions of time. Just see roots from your feet going down into Mother Earth, all the way down to that healing love light at her center, where those roots wrap around a black tourmaline sphere, anchoring you, anchoring this intention. And with another deep breath, just pull that healing love light of Mother Earth back up through the roots, back up to your feet, up through your legs, up to your heart. Bringing that beautiful healing love back with you. And when you're ready, open your eyes. Stress need no longer be the foundation of your life. You have the power to improve your life through the love that is your essence. Accept what your life is in this moment, and on the heels of that acceptance, accept that you have the power to improve your life and use it. Use your power by consciously choosing to be the love vibration. Use these meditations or any other love meditation you have to shift your energy out of fear and shift into the oneness, the wholeness of the greater consciousness of the divinity within, and maintain it. Infuse your life with this love energy and open your arms wide for the miraculous experiences that are yours by divine right. Okay, so now to recap. Now we have a firm understanding that existing in a state of fear is a choice. Granted, it's a subconscious choice because no one would choose to live their lives in fear on purpose, but it's still a choice. We must always consciously choose the vibration we want to be. Otherwise, we default to whatever the dominant energy of our subconscious is. And living our version of heaven on earth while in our human body is possible. It's achieving the greater consciousness of the vibration of love of the highest order. It's syncing our beingness with the God part within, connecting as one, whole and complete. No more separation. Being the love vibration that is our essence. All of this is possible. It's possible to shift into the love vibration in meditation, and it's possible to be the love vibration during our waking state, like a walking meditation, but you're fully aware. Awareness is key. Remember who you are, a spark of the divinity within. You are love, you are light. You are limitless. You're one with the God power, the divinity within. So before we complete, your homework is to read the last chapter, Victory and Fulfillment. And on the Masterclass webpage, the Masterclass Central webpage, the audios of all the chapters are there, along with the recordings of our calls and the meditation. Well, there'll be two now that I'll put this one, the Healing Circle of Love, on there. Oh, and there are a couple other things on there too. So be sure that you download all the recordings to your devices so you have that. And please put into practice what we've been discussing. Practice, practice, practice. So consciously choosing and being the love vibration is your normal state. Create your new daily routine to support you to be this love vibration. No more inventorying your problems and worries when you go to get in bed to go to sleep or when you wake up. Instead, vision in your mind's eye what you want your day to be. and infuse it with love. And drink lots of water. We are water. Magnify the energy that you're holding with the water. Flush out negativity and get sleep. If you need a nap, take one. Take care of your body. Moving into that emotional state, that higher vibration of love, our body has to align with it. And please write in your Game of Life manifesting playbook every day using those daily journal pages. Because again, they will support you to be consciously aware of your energy. Okay, so this completes our class.